Moloch tells all. Maybe they had you read Paradise Lost or Howl. Okay, I've got this thing about money, wanting lots of it. No, all. So heaven probably helped me cope, but it was mainly the shits, flapping around God like some nutso canary, cooing holy, holy, holy 24/7. If you did it for a day, you'd see what I mean. But after I joined the big rebellion, I had to raise this issue. The guy's all powerful. So whatever ordinance we use, we end up clusterfucked. You think too much, they said. And boom, welcome to hell. I was about to tell Lucifer, now Satan, that I told him so, when he starts this Chamber of Commerce spiel about making a heaven of hell. Great, let's go buy some Gobi Oceanfront. But I've got to admit it, the guy was damn good. Had us all wanting a spread. And hell didn't turn out that bad after all, God seeming to forget that seraphim means the burning ones. We're almost pure fire, so it was like Br'er Fox tossing Br'er Rabbit into the briar patch. Ooh, ow, please no more, we hollered, lounging on toasty adamantine at the launch of our Flagathon annual regatta. Pretty soon, we got into Ponzi schemes and hedge funds. You heard of Ken Lay, Bernie Madoff? Two of our recent graduates, boys I coach personally, though they obviously skipped a lesson or two. But it's great to be back in the money game. Got a deal right now I'd like you to look over after I help schlep another batch of groans and gnashings up to his grovel ship. We can whipsaw Satan and his bozos, rule the board from boardwalk, and charge fiendish rent wherever they park their incandescent asses.